Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live.
Live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
What's up, what's up? How's everybody doing tonight? Live here at the Fight Mixer Show. I want to thank all the guests who are going to be coming on tonight. We are covering Triton FC. That'll be happening on UFC Fight Pass this Thursday night. So to welcome the show, I want to welcome Lee Willie, 6-4, man himself. And I want to welcome Carl DeBose.
Garbooz.
I'm sorry about that.
No, what's nobody on, guys? The first time.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
How you doing? So, Lee Willie, so I saw in the opening package that you actually wrestle alligators. Can you tell me something about that?
Yeah, I do, man.
And yeah. You also, you come from a wrestling background, is that correct?
Yeah, wrestling background.
Awesome, man.
Wrestled high school 4 years. I did make it to state every year, but I placed in state. Here in Florida, but I never won state.
Gotcha. So,
but my thing was mainly football.
I got you, man. So, how'd you fall into mixed martial arts, especially coming from your main thing was football? Obviously, you wrestled all throughout high school.
Yeah.
So how'd you get involved?
After I was done with football, I had a friend that wrestled with me in high school, former UFC fighter Mike Rio. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. Mm-hmm. So he started doing the whole MMA thing. And, he let me and my brother know, hey, you guys should try it out. You're not doing anything right now. Come try out some MMA. You guys got good wrestling skills, so you guys might be able to cross over. So we gave it a shot, and we fell in love with it.
Awesome. And, Carl, was it like a similar? Like, how'd you get involved with mixed martial arts?
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask what my background was, because then I'd have to say, like, YouTube or something like that.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
Yeah, especially when you got ADD and stuff. But I've always been a combat fan sport. I always loved boxing. Obviously, MMA got bigger and bigger as of, like, the last decade and whatnot, or, 20 years. But My initial big influence was definitely Roy Jones Jr. And then by the time I really started MMA, like a good 10 years ago, Manny Pacquiao was my guy. So it was definitely those two guys that just made me want to fight. And I started looking at the weight classes, and then boxing, I would have had to have gone straight to heavyweight. You know what I mean? And MMA just happened to have exactly what I needed, which was 185.
Gotcha. So joining on the show, we have Calvin, who will be making his kickboxing debut. Calvin, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's up?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show. So going back, so I'm going to ask you guys all in a row. So Lily, so obviously you're fighting a very skilled opponent, Alex Rojas. How do you feel about your opponent? What's the game plan? How do you feel going into this bout?
Don't want to give away the game plan, but, honestly – I haven't watched any video on the guy. I never watch video of my opponents because I always feel you have to be ready for everything. And so if you study this, your guy, and say he's a wrestler or a grappler, then you're going to focus in on that. And then, you're not going to want to do what you want to do. So I go into every fight with the same game plan to hit him.
Right. And Carl, what's your game plan? Especially you're fighting Brian Comer, who's undefeated. What's your game plan heading to this bout? Try to upset him, give him his very first L.
Oh man, I'm gonna wrestle the fuck out of him. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I? Is it okay to curse on here?
You can fucking curse all you want, baby. Okay. You're fighting, so you can do whatever you want.
It's really hard for me to not do that. But long story short, everybody thinks I'm like this kickboxing striker, like all this other stuff, because you know my everything's pretty clean. My technique's pretty good. I'm fast. I hit hard and stuff. But I started MMA from scratch. I started everything at the same time, and striking just happened to be the thing that you can work by yourself, right? Like, I'm the new guy. I can't ask Conan Silvera to show me some moves or nothing like that. You know what I mean? I'm pretty much on my own. So when I started getting more partners, when I moved over to ATT Miramar, where I work at right now, then it kind of became basically I got more options to train with and things like that. And I've honestly been straight up in love with wrestling for at least like 3 or 4 years now. My last fight, I Khabib, my dude. They thought it was gonna be 2-striker matchup, exciting and all that, but nah. It was like I probably threw like 5 punches, and that was just
right, right. And we just got back, Lee Lilly. Thanks for coming back on. And so Calvin, so somebody's always has got to go. So you guys are both 0-0 in kickboxing. What's the strategy going into this fight with Gus?
Say it again.
So what's the strategy going into this fight with Gus? Obviously, it's going to be a kickboxing bout. What do you guys – what's your strategy? What are you doing going into Triton?
Man, it's just another bout for me. I'm excited to go, but I ain't really ready to go, to be honest. There ain't really much I could say because I ain't got nothing to say.
Awesome, man. So – Lee, just getting back to you, what's your thoughts on your opponent? Like, is it just business 101? Like, what are your feelings about your opponent?
It's just business, man. We're both competitors. You know, we both have a goal. My goal is to win. Hopefully, his goal is to win also. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, whatever goes.
Awesome.
So like I said before, I haven't watched anything on my opponent, but I hear he's a grappler, but I train everything. I'm good on the ground. My stand-up is good. My wrestling is good. You know, I'm good off my back. You know, I've only been taken down in the fight once, and I got up right away. So, you know, like I said, I'm not really worried about too much. I'm going to go out and execute my game plan.
Gotcha. So I have a question for all three of you. One of the fans actually asked this question. It's actually a really good one. So, starting with Lily, would you rather get punched in the face or take a corona test?
Corona test, man. My nose. My nose has been broken so many times. Like, the corona test is nothing, man.
Awesome. Carl, how about you?
I don't like getting punched in the face. So, I might have to go a corona test.
Gotcha. Calvin, how about you, brother?
So I get hit in the face before one of them motherfuckers again. That's it. That's it. Fuck that.
So, yeah, I got you, man. And Carl, what was the process like? And I don't think people like at home understand how much rigorous tests you have to go through. Like, what was the process like going through fight camp and also having a test and get tested continuously in order to make it to this event?
Yeah, man. With COVID-19, it's so hard to get ready. And it's not just like training partners and things like that or actually catching it. It's like, how do you cut weight? How do you, like, I went to Walmart to get a sauna suit. I had to go to like 4 different Walmarts yesterday just to find a regular sauna suit. Like, everything's crazy right now. And that's why I got a little bone to pick with my opponent. Because when we were setting it up, we're both middleweights, right? So in my head, I'm like, let's fight at 205. Let's put on a show. It's tight, and we're going to be in front of the world. You feel me? I'd rather me and him have a good fight, and then I knock him out, rather than, you know, us just being tired from cutting weight and not being entertaining for the world. You feel me? People are begging for fights right now. So I wanted it upper weight class, even though – we're both middleweights, and probably like the last 10 days, you know, some little shit happened, And most people would have probably honestly been like, yo, this is too big an opportunity to waste. Let me get the next one that comes next month. But I got too much fuck it in my blood. So I'm just like, I tried to tough it out a little bit. And then probably like Saturday, I contacted the promotion about certain things and was trying to see like, yo, let's see if they'll work with us so we could like keep the fight on instead of like rescheduling it or whatever the case may be. And him and his team, I don't know, maybe they're kind of scared. Maybe they want to weigh out or something like that. And they didn't want to, they didn't want to like, you know, work with us or anything like that. Work with the promotion for that matter. So for me, all this COVID stuff just makes it a lot more complicated, but I'm still here to fight. I can't speak for my opponent.
Gotcha. Calvin, obviously for your first kickboxing bout, you know, you're fighting on one of the biggest stages. Titan's been around since 2005. One of the biggest promotions in North America. And it's going to be on UFC Fight Pass. Like, how are the nerves going? How you feeling? Where's your mind state right now?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Shit, I'm excited. And, I'm ready to put on the show, to be honest.
Awesome, man. So, Lee. Obviously, if you get this win, you're going to be 7-4. Is the belt in your sights? Like, what's the next plan? Looking past your opponent, if you get this win, where do you want to go?
Man, honestly, I'm just trying to rack up as many wins as I can. So, you know, if title fights, you know, what's next? That's cool. But really, I'm trying to get to the bigger shows, man. Make some more money. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. You know, if I get this win, try to rack up another one and hopefully get into one of those big shows.
So, Carl, is it the same mind state with you? You give this guy his very first L. Do you want to go to one of the other stages, or do you want to stay with Titan and just get that name out there, hopefully get a title, stick with Titan and become one of the biggest names in the brand?
I mean, it's kind of expounding on what I said earlier, I've been begging the matchmaker for Titan for like at least a year now. So when he actually threw me this opportunity, like you just gonna have to die in that sauna or something. Like somebody has to get punched in the face come Thursday. So I don't mind staying with Titan. That's been like my goal, to be with Titan and fight consistently with them. But obviously, like, you know, the UFC is the main goal. So, like, if it's, like, Bellator or, like, man, like, that, none of those other places really interest me. It's, like, it's either Titan or UFC. So, after I watch this dude, I would love to come back on Titan in August at my real weight, figure things out, even, you know, like, button things down. I haven't fought in 2 years. So, like, this whole camp was just a clusterfuck. So, after I whoop his ass Thursday, I'll be ready to whoop more ass in August 27th or whatever that date is. And besides that, really, Titan or UFC? That's the short version of the question.
Got it. Calvin, obviously, you know, you win this fight. Do you want to trade off between kickboxing and mixed martial arts? You want to go back and forth or stay with kickboxing, get some knockouts, get those highlight reel knockouts, and get your name up there?
Yeah, I'm gonna honestly go back and forth just to stay active, just to stay active, cause yeah, that's what I usually do. But I'm gonna get this win, and then I'm gonna look for more kickboxing fights after this. Try to get to the bigger stage, I guess.
Awesome, man. So our next guests are about ready. And it's been an honor to talk all three to you and, you know, hearing about your journey. And I can't wait to see you guys fight. And I'm very excited. This Thursday on UFC Fight Pass, Titan with Lee Lilly, Carl, and Calvin. So, Lee Lilly, any last words? Anything you want to say to your opponent? Anything you want to say to the fans? So, leave the floor to you.
No, just be ready. I'm coming. Just let them awesome. Know.
Awesome, brother. And how about you, Carl?
Don't be scared, dog. Don't be scared. Stop trying to drain your boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get knocked out by a weight-drained fighter in, like, a minute, because my cardio is off the chain right now. Like I said, wrestling is my thing. Like, it's going to be there all day. So if you get your ass beat by somebody that's supposedly drained. Like, it's just going to look even worse. It's just going to, like, don't be scared. Don't be scared. That's it.
Carl, you're the man, brother. And no problem. And Calvin, what do you guys say heading into your very first kickboxing bout in Titan? What do you guys say?
So I'm excited. I just got to say I don't take threats lightly, business or personal. So I came here to play, and I came here to display. But that's all I got to say.
Awesome, man. Calvin, thank you very much for coming on the show. And, wow, three huge guys are going to be fighting for Titan FC coming up this Thursday. And we have on our next guest. What's going on, guys? How you doing tonight?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Going good.
I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
How you doing? So tell us a little bit about yourself, starting with Odie, the bad lad. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? Odie, the bad lad, Delaney. I'm training out of Coconut Creek. I'm an up-and-coming heavyweight out of ATT, training with animals all the time. I'm trying to line up fights. You know, I'm getting guys to verbally commit every single day and getting just as many backing out on me. So, yeah, it's been a struggle.
Gotcha. And we just heard about that. I just got the news, and we're going to get right to you, Gus, so hang tight. But, Odie, so I heard the news that your opponent actually I heard rumors about COVID. I heard some – can you just tell me what's going on there?
Yeah, so apparently he called in and said that he went and got tested privately and came down with, you know, COVID-19. So, you know, if he has it, you know, then, you know, there's no shame in that. And, you know, I'll pray for him and hope he gets better, you know, of course. But, you know, if he doesn't have it, that's between him and God. You know, there'll be more fights. But, yeah, it's a shame, man. I was looking forward to getting my debut with Titan FC. So that's all right, though. I'll be back.
Absolutely. And 2-0, you're already off to an impressive start in your career. Now, Gus, you're going to be making your kickboxing debut against Calvin. How do you feel going into this bout? We just heard from Calvin. He's looking to get his very first win. How about you? Where's your mind at going into this upcoming bout?
I'm very excited. I've been doing kickboxing fights for a while now. Like, this isn't anything new. The only thing new is that it's pro and I'm actually getting paid. So I'm very excited. I'm looking for the knockout, obviously. But that's it.
I got you, man. So, Odie, is there any chance that we can possibly see somebody fill in within 24-hour notice? Would you care if somebody filled in that slot and actually fought you in 24-hour notice? It's really scary. You can go either way. What's your mind at? Like, you'll fight anybody anywhere?
I'll fight anybody anywhere. You know, I have a small record right now because I'm kind of new to the sport of MMA, but I've been doing wrestling my entire life. You know, I've competed at a very high level my entire life. I'm not scared of records. I'm not scared of guys with, you know, very heavily, you know, weighted winning records. I don't care. I mean, I've competed against the baddest dudes in the world, and I've been very successful. So, man, anybody. I mean, if somebody steps in there, that's good. I don't care. I'll take a fight on 1 minute notice. I've been training nonstop through this whole thing, and I'm ready to go, man. And maybe that's what people are worried about.
Maybe it could be. And Gus, you're going to be fighting on the biggest stage for your very first professional kickboxing bout. Any nerves? Do you feel nervous? Do you feel it knowing that there's no MMA promotions going on right now, for the most part? There is Titan FC going on. You're going to be fighting on UFC Fight Pass. So, like, can you just tell us where your mind is at, especially going to this bout?
I'm very calm, actually. Like I said, I've done a lot of fights already. So this isn't anything new. Literally, I'm just getting – the only difference is I'm getting paid and it's filmed. Like, it's nothing new. I'm calm. I'm ready.
Got it. So, Odie, do you want to continue with the Triton FC brand? Obviously, unfortunate circumstances. Your opponent could not make it for COVID. And, you know, we prayers to him. And I hope he does better. But do you want to continue with the Triton FC brand, possibly fight at the next card?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know – I feel very fortunate to be working with Titan FC, and I met with Lex, and he's an awesome guy. I feel fortunate to have met him. They've treated me very, very well, and I think they're excited to watch me fight. They've kind of heard through the grapevine what I can do, and what kind of – you know, I'm going to make it. I'm the kind of guy that when I set my mind to something, I'm going to get to the top. So I think that they want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of their organization. They're very professional. I'm coming to weigh-ins tomorrow. I'm still going to do everything that I signed because I'm a man of my word. But yeah, I think that relationship is built, and you're going to see me fighting for them very soon.
I love it. And thank you for still showing up and still doing your job. And, you know, it's really commendable, especially this early in your career. And Gus, so what has your preparation been heading into Titan FC this Thursday?
I've been training for about 8 weeks, cardio, drills with my coaches. I've been doing mainly drills with my coaches, Landon Quinones, who also fight Kelvin, and Roger Craw.
Cool. Awesome. And Odie, so is there anyone in your gun sights, especially in your weight class, anybody that you have your mindset on, or anybody you would want to fight next, or possibly, you know, step in there to compete against?
Honestly, I want to fight at the next level. I think that I've outgrown the level that I'm at. I know I've only had 2 fights. I haven't really got a chance to prove it, but, you know, based on where I train and how I do in the room, I feel good. I feel like if I went and fought for 1 championship, Bellator, UFC right now, it's not like it would be like, I wouldn't be the underdog. You know, I'm the killer, you know. If I get you on the ground, it's over. You know, you're not gonna win, and all fights go to the ground eventually. So, no one in particular. Whoever will sign and show up, that's who I'm looking for.
Right. So you would say that the title is in your crosshairs. So that's the main goal. Get that title, get that notoriety, and
yeah, absolutely. Name. Yeah, I don't even know who the champ of Titan FC is at heavyweight, but I'll fight him. I don't care. Yeah, come on.
So Gus, it is, and I asked your opponent this, and he said he would switch back and forth. But is your plan also fighting from kickboxing and fighting in MMA, switching off? What's your game plan for your career?
I'm gonna start off at kickboxing. I would like to take it into MMA. If I were to do that, I would take a break from kickboxing for a while and just focus on groundwork and defense like that. But my goal for right now is just focusing on kickboxing and seeing where it takes me. If anything, I'll go to MMA if I have to.
Would you want to fight in Japan? Would you want to fight in, like, all over the world? Because there's plenty of kickboxing leagues all over the planet Earth. I mean, you can go anywhere you want to go, wherever your talent takes you. So is that the plan, to travel around the world? Where you stay with us to play?
Nah, I would love to travel around the world. That's a big thing for me. I want to be known everywhere type stuff.
So. Awesome. Odie, so how'd you get involved in mixed martial arts? Who was the guy that got you to where you are right now?
How I got into mixed martial arts, I was former law enforcement. I got out of law enforcement. I was a part of like a really tragic shooting, and I developed a panic attack disorder. So I kind of, you know, had a come to God moment, and I had to figure out what I could do with my skills. I want to be a good example, set a good example for young people, you know, spread the word of God. And I was like, you know, I'm a pretty good wrestler. I think jiu-jitsu and MMA is a good segue for me. And it felt right. So that's what I did. As far as like who made me fall in love with it, maybe Alan Belcher, where I first started training MMA up in Mississippi. Man, he just has like a fanatical love for everything martial arts. And that's contagious. And yeah, that rubbed off on me hardcore. And he's actually the one that suggested that I come on down to American Top Team to get the training that I need. So yeah, probably him.
And you can't go wrong training at American Top Team, one of the best camps on planet Earth. And Gus, so how'd you get involved with mixed martial arts and kickboxing? I think we lost
my him. Parents actually put me in.
Oh, we got him. That? Oh no, I thought we lost you.
Okay. Oh no, I'm here. Okay, cool. My parents actually put me in when I was 7 years old. I'm 18 now, so it wasn't really my choice. They wanted to put me in for more confidence, so that's why they put me in. And then I ended up doing some competitions, falling in love with the sport, and now here I am today.
You're a young man, and you know, obviously my parents said the same thing, like, go to college and get something to fall back on. Like, did they say the same thing? Did they give you the same talk?
I had the choice to go. I still do have the choice to go to college. I just graduated, but I think I've always, since I was 10 years old, wanted to fight. I don't know why I chose it early, but I've always just wanted to fight. So I can go to college, but I'm going to choose the fighting route. I'm going to just stick with it and go ahead for it.
Awesome, man. And Odie, so, you know, especially considering your training and you start off as this badass wrestler, like, how was the transition to a complete mixed martial artist? Like, I remember my first jiu-jitsu class, and being on my back was the most terrifying thing on planet fucking Earth. Like, I was going crazy. Like, yeah. I had, like, panic attacks, Vietnam flashbacks, going crazy. Like, what was the whole transition? Was it as crazy as my training was? Or
yeah. Yeah, of course, man. It's like ping pong and tennis, man. It's two different sports, you know. Jiu-jitsu came pretty easy, mixing that in with my wrestling, no problem. The striking has kind of had to be kind of like trial by fire, you know. I just had to get in there and take my licks, just with anything, you know, that's big, new, and scary. You just got to get in there and be brave and do it. So I got in there and got punched and figured out how not to get punched, and then figured out how to hurt people, you know. That's kind of the progression, and it's going very well. You know, I'm excited to showcase it.
Awesome. And Titan FC, obviously, and I mentioned it before, promotion since 2005, now on UFC Fight Pass, one of the biggest promotions on planet Earth. Like, is the whole game plan to go into the UFC, go into Bellator, maybe ONE FC, and using this as a platform?
Yeah, my whole thing is spreading the word of God. That's what I'm about, man. I'm a warrior for God. And the biggest platform I can get, the better, because I can just lead more people to Jesus and hope and life and all the good things, you know, all the good things. I'm not really about the money or the fame. I could care less. You know, I've accomplished a lot athletically. I have nothing to prove to myself or anybody else. I just want people to find that peace and love, you know, that I found. And that's why I'm cracking skulls and taking names, man.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. And we have Calvin back on. Calvin, obviously, you're going to be facing against Gus. You might have heard what Gus has been saying. Or what do you think about your opponent?
Sure. I like that. I mean, have confidence. You better have confidence. Sure. But, hey, just know it's going to be a battle. You better back up what you say. That's all that matters. I don't care about nothing else. You can say what you want, but it's all about the battle.
We got two warriors here, Calvin and Gus, two young warriors in the career. Gus, what do you have to say to Calvin? I think Gus's mic might be off.
Say it one more time for me.
Yeah. So, obviously, Calvin, he likes the confidence. He's ready for war. He's ready for battle. What do you got to say to Calvin?
What's up? It's breaking really bad.
It's Breaking Bad? I love that show. Breaking Bad, great show, guys.
It's a good show.
It's a really good show.
I think he's having internet problems.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Gus, do you hear us now?
Okay. I can hear you now. Somebody's connecting to my speaker. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. So, obviously, Calvin loves the confidence. He loves your mind state going to this bout. He says, get ready for a battle. What do you got to say, Gus?
Are you going to bring it?
I'm definitely going to be holding my – I'm definitely going to be having my word. I'm definitely going to be showing what I've said. I don't really lie. I come to the cage with everything I got, so I'm just excited to show everybody what else I got. You feel me?
Like that.
Awesome, man. So you guys going to go for the KO, go, maybe point fight? Like, what's going to go on here? Calvin, you're going to go for the KO? Going for the knockout?
I'm going for whatever happens. I'm going for the W, though. That's all that matters, the battle.
Awesome, man.
I feed on the battle. I don't care for nothing else.
Dude, I can't wait to see this fight. And you guys are like the two young bloods of the game. And you guys are going to be sharing the cage with each other on Titan FC for UFC Fight Pass. And Odie, are you going to be watching this fight?
Yeah, man. I mean, now I'm emotionally invested. You know, I got to know these guys a little bit. I've been watching them talk and everything like that. So now I've definitely got a reason to show up. I'll be there at weigh-ins. Can't wait to meet these guys and watch them fight, man. They look like
let's put you on the spot, Odie. Who you got?
Oh, you got? God. That's not even nice.
It's not supposed to be.
Hey, it ain't supposed to be.
It's a rough battle.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. I think Gustavo's got that young, like, tenacious – like, he's got something to prove, but Calvin's got that quiet swagger and that length. I'm gonna go with Calvin. I think Calvin gets this one.
I'm gonna go with Gus. You know what? I think Gus he's a young kid. He's, you know, but also Calvin, that swagger, man. Like, he has something behind door number one. You know, it could go in either way. I'm very excited to see this fight.
I'm with you, man.
I don't know who to choose. I think maybe Gus, maybe Calvin. I can't choose between these two.
I tell you what, though, either way, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a freaking awesome fight. I can't wait to watch it.
And either way, both these guys can kick my ass. So, like, you know, who am I?
We know that's true.
Yeah, you know that's right.
So, guys, we're about to bring on our next guest, and I really do appreciate you guys coming on the show. Odie, any last words? What do you got to say to these fans?
Hey, no, hey, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Pay attention. I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be in Titan FC. Please remember my name. I'm coming up, spreading the word of God, spreading the message of love and hope. Man, I'm excited. Thank you for giving me this exposure, and catch you guys later.
Awesome. And Gus, what do you got to say to these fans? What do you got to say to everybody watching at home? What do you got to say? What we have to look forward to on Thursday night?
I'm ready to prove myself. This is actually my first exposure towards everybody, whoever is watching and everything. So I'm ready to prove myself, and I'm excited to show you guys what I got.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much, Gus. And Calvin, one more time. What do you guys say? What do we have to look forward to on Thursday night?
I'm excited, and shit, just look forward to a show.
Can't wait, man. Thank you very much for coming on the show, brother. Wow. Incredible guest so far. I mean, heading to our upcoming bout, upcoming card. And now we have Trent McCallum. How you doing today, brother?
Good. How are you guys? Hopefully doing you can hear me all right.
Yep, we got you.
Absolutely. Good. Undefeated. Trent, how are – wait, 8-4, Trent. How you doing
today? Yeah, yeah.
How you feeling after the weight cut? How you feeling with the training camp? What's your mindset going into this upcoming bout?
Well, weight cut is the best I've ever had. The camp has been all – I mean, there's not really been a camp per se, but I've been staying ready. I've been training for months. Even before I even knew I was getting this fight, I was getting ready. Something told me to get ready for something, and what do you know?
Awesome. And you're fighting one of the most experienced guys on the card, 16-4. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to ask your strategy because, you know, I'm not going to ask what the magician has behind it in his hat. But, like
– Right, so, I won't reveal it regardless.
Absolutely.
I will that night.
Absolutely. So, you know, taking this fight, preparing for this fight, like, what were you focused on? What were you, doing in order to prepare for this fight?
Honestly, nothing different. If I'm being honest here, he's just another man. You know, he's a fighter. And, you know,
awesome. So, you know, you beat this guy who's a very tough opponent for you, Jared Gunan. Like, what's your trajectory? Like, what do you want to do, and what do you want to accomplish here in Train FC?
Well, I mean, I would like to honestly be propelled to I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it depends on what they want for me. You know, what they have for me. It's I'm open to the next challenger right after it, regardless. But I have my foot in the door, so I don't have one nowhere. It's just a matter of what they want to do for me, what they have planned for me, and I trust Titan FC. So, you know, they got my full undivided attention.
And with MMA, obviously, there's a lot of shit going on, especially with COVID and everything like that. Titan FC is the biggest promotion right now that's running besides UFC and, you know, that sort of thing. Other promotions across the country, but what do you want to showcase to the fans? What do you want to show with a huge viewing audience? What do you want to showcase to the fans that will be watching?
Well, biggest thing is my skill set. You know, what I've been wanting to show this whole time. You know, it's my heart, and it's what I'm meant to do. So basically I already have a sense of belonging. I just know I have to put it out there and show everybody. It's as simple as that. I'm blessed to have this opportunity, and I'm very excited, but you know, when it comes down to the brass tacks, I have to make sure that I keep everything on a good tempo so that way I stay focused. So
right.
I just want to show everybody basically what the torrent can do.
Exactly. And you beat somebody of this caliber, that puts you just in line with a title shot. Is that where your mind state is, where you want to get that title shot after this fight?
Got it. Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. Awesome. I didn't want to say it, but you just said it for me, so thank you.
Yeah. And again, you beat this guy of this caliber, obviously puts you in line with the title shot. That's a no-brainer here. But going back to the beginning, what got you involved with mixed martial arts?
Man, that's a deep question because it goes back all the way to when I was, I would say, about 12 years old. I discovered the UFC, and because there was no, in a sense, at that time, about 2002, there was no, like, you know, there was no side promotions or nothing. It was the UFC. That was what was put on TV or pay-per-view, and that's what you've seen, and for me anyway. And so, yeah, I just basically, I discovered that and realized, I was like, wow, I didn't know they could legally do this stuff and get paid for it. You know, I knew about boxing and kickboxing. But then I seen this and thought, the gloves are smaller, the hands are freed, they're choking each other, they're slamming each other, they're breaking bones, you know, they're just doing all these things that, you know, in a sense, I found my path. I found where I belonged when I discovered the UFC. So, and then it went from there, man. I just told everybody, you know, what my plan was for my life, and you know, and I kept with it. And then as soon as I turned 18, I had my first, it was like literally not even a couple months after I turned the age of 18 or so, I started amateur fighting and then went from there. And that's been it.
So who was the one fighter that you looked up to? The one fighter that you looked at and said, this is a sport I can do. This is a goal I can accomplish.
Fedor Emelianenko, man. Yeah. And it was, see, I had always been, like, I liked Ken Shamrock, Rich Franklin, Matt Hughes, George St. Pierre. I liked all those guys. But then I discovered Pride, and then I discovered Fedor, and that he became my most favorite fighter at all, until I started to lose the feeling of having, like, idols and people and favorite fighters and this and that. Like, I still watch, of course, I watch fighters of all calibers and everything else, but like I don't idolize no one. So but back then it was Fedor, man.
Right. And his fights were legendary. And if anybody watching at home, I mean, his fights with Antonio Nogueira, please watch it. His fights with Mirko Korkov, classic. So
yeah, go back. Yes.
Please go back on YouTube and you have to go watch it. But
go
on UFC Fight Pass after you see Trent perform, go watch Fedor Emelianenko fights. But try it.
Boom.
So,
got it.
So how do you want to end this fight? Do you want to end with a knockout, submission, decision, whatever it gives you? How do you want to end this fight?
I want to end this fight and you know, in any way that God sees fit. So but it will be me with my hand raised. And so however it goes, you know, I'm not the type of person to sit here and predict something that is probably the most chaotic, unpredictable thing you can do in life, which is step in a cage with and go toe to toe. But I have good confidence in my heart and in my mind, body, and soul, man. It's I don't feel there's no other way it can go. But you know, we'll see.
Got it. And with the eyeballs of MMA viewers and MMA spectators watching, because again, there's not a lot of eyeballs on mixed martial arts right now, especially with all these different promotions out of business, pretty much.
Until, I don't know. It's kind of sure. Really? You would think that would be the all eyes on us right now, because we're the only ones doing it, man. We're the only ones putting shows on for people. So people are getting bored of this, man. They're at home. They want to watch something, and the only athletics going on, as far as I can see anyway, is mixed martial arts. You know, they're being put on right now. God bless Titan FC for making this happen, having all of this stuff laid out, safety measures. I mean, they're taking care of us. They're making sure we're tested and taken care of, man. And they're putting this in here, giving us a chance to perform for these people that want to see performances. They want to see the art. And so, I mean, come on, man. You know, all people are watching this sport right now because it's the only thing going on right now.
It is absolutely the only thing going on right now. And they canceled shows in New York City, where I'm from. All the shows.
Unfortunately, yes.
yeah, completely on lockdown. It's not going to happen just yet. But Titan FC, you have all these eyeballs watching you, watching Titan FC, considering it's one of the only MMA promotions going right now. So is there any nerves? Is there any type of feelings going into this? Any type of feels where, you know that MMA, the MMA spectators are going to be watching you and watching this main event?
No, man, not anymore. That side of things is behind me, man. I don't even have a word for it. You know, I'm in bliss, right? I mean, I'm just in total zen right now. You know, my path is predetermined by God. And so therefore I can just go ahead and rest easy knowing as long as I'm making sure my weight is good and that my skills are good and that my, you know, everything that needs to be good is good. There's nothing to worry about. When the time comes, it's going to be done. So, and knowing that in my heart keeps me this, it's kind of like eerie comfortability that, don't get me wrong, man, I'm not overlooking anybody, you know, but there's nothing of that. There's none of that stuff. There's no nerves. There's no fear. None of the stuff that used to be. For some reason, I can't put my finger on, but maybe on Thursday I could put my fist on. For some reason, it's just, it feels a lot better, man. You know, it feels a lot better. And I feel blessed. And so I'm taking that to the bank with me. Yeah.
As you should. You're 8-4. You're a top prospect. You have big things heading in your future, in your trajectory. So tell me, before we wrap up this show, what are your last words to the fans, everyone that's going to be watching Titan FC this Thursday night on UFC Fight Pass?
That, you know, they're just going to be seeing a new version that they have not seen of me. I feel like I'm born again because I've been through things in my life and recently that have changed me for the better and have just catapulted me in the right direction. And I just hands down on my knees, praising the Lord, thanking him, just ready to do what I'm destined to do. And I would determine on that day what that is. So thank you guys.
Awesome. Trent, thank you very much for joining us. We can't wait till the main event of Trent FC, UFC Fight Pass this Thursday night. Trent, I can't wait to watch your fight.
God bless you guys, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good one, brother. Awesome. And please follow the Titan Fighting Championship Facebook page. And also, if you don't have UFC Fight Pass, please buy it. Please play the money and watch these incredible fights that are going to go down this Thursday night. I mean, I'm excited, Matt. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching the replays. I think we're actually going live on our Facebook page Thursday, which is facebook.com/fightmixer. So if you're not subscribed to us, please subscribe. But yes, I will definitely be watching the fights and replay.
And Matt, I have a question for you. And thank you very much for all the guests that came on the show. I had to science the shit out of this concern. We had so much talented people. And Titan FC is so chock full of talented people, which, you know, it's so hard to keep up, and it's just overwhelming considering how much talent is going to be that was on this podcast. And I'm excited for all these fights that are going to go down. But please, Matt, tell me, who's going to be on the show this Thursday night?
Well, let me pull the guest list up. It is
Eric, your boy.
Hold on. I can't even find it. Hold on.
Eric, your boy. Come on. You can say it.
Anders, right? Hold on.
Eric, your boy, Anders. There you go. UFC fighter, middleweight and light heavyweight badass. Eric, your boy, Landers is going to be on the show. I can't wait to talk to him, shoot the shit with one of the most scariest, dominant middleweight and light heavyweight title contenders and top prospects in the UFC. Continue, Matt.
Go ahead. Take us out.
We have a lot of great guests, and we have an incredible show lineup for you on Thursday. I'm going to be watching on UFC Fight Pass for Titan FC. I can't wait to watch an incredible pay-per-view that's going to happen. If you haven't bought UFC Fight Pass just yet, please order it. Please watch these fights. It's going to be incredible. This is the future of mixed martial arts, and you've got to watch what MMA has in store for you coming in the next few years. And, you know, Titan FC obviously is one of the biggest and best promotions since 2005. One of the best promotions in North America. But thank you very much for joining us for a special presentation of the Fight Mixer covering Titan FC on UFC Fight Pass. This is Matt. This is David signing off.
And thanks, Lex, for giving us the opportunity to do this.
Lex, the man, you're the man. Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Matt Seibel, producer of the Fight Mixer Show. We have a good lineup of guests coming up next week. Take a look for yourself.
What's going on, fight fans? This is El Bandido of Leon Brito getting some work done out here on the field. Check out my interview with Fight Mixer on the 23rd. We're going to be talking about my upcoming BKFC fight on the 26th. It's coming up real soon, guys. I will see you there.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Eric Anders, and I can't wait to join all you fight fans on the Fight Mixer podcast.